Camp meetings take hold in earnest. Now that most of the crops would soon be in, the seven state conferences laid plans for their camp meetings, in harmony with the action taken at the General Conference session. These would run from August 10 to October 19 in Ohio, Michigan, New England, New York, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. In his report for the review, James White sets forth the atmosphere for the Ohio meeting, the first of the 1869 convocations. I find myself seated on the minister's stand, in a beautiful grove, about 1 mile from the depot, in the flourishing village of Clyde, Ohio. Elder J.N. Andrews is this moment addressing a very attentive audience before us. Around the stand, and the congregation, are nine large, neat-looking tents, which are the temporary residences of our brethren and sisters who have come from different parts of the state up to this place of worship. Our people in Ohio are not numerous, hence the tents are comparatively few, and congregations not large. But as I look out upon this beautiful and well-prepared ground, these splendid tents, and the congregation, I take pleasure in saying that our people in Ohio, in their first camp meeting, have made a noble strike. The Review and Herald, August 24, 1860. Gaining strength from day to day, Ellen White traveled with her husband through the full round of the next five camp meetings, two in the East, New England, at South Lancaster, and then New York State, then three in the West, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. At each of these, the Whites were given a hearty reception.